Good morning. And welcome. And we're so glad that you are here with us this morning. Special welcome to those who may be with us for the first time, visitors, and to any of those of you who may be watching on your local cable television station. I'm the Reverend Tom Rossiello, minister of the First Parish of Stowe and Acton. The First Parish of Stowe and Acton is a Unitarian Universalist welcoming congregation. That means that you are welcome here as you are. We respect you for who you are, regardless of your sexual orientation, gender identification, regardless of your race, your ethnicity, your economic status, your political affiliation. You are welcome here. Here we embrace not only one, but many theological perspectives. We are enriched by the diversity of beliefs in our community. As today's service will highlight, we have a long and rich tradition, but not a static one. We welcome you here not to impose beliefs upon you, but to walk with you and assist you in your search for truth and meaning. Today, our chalice will be lit by members of our Creative Arts Religious Education class, and I invite them forward now to do that. The chalice is the symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith, and these fifth to eighth graders are among a group of individuals who are learning about our faith through music and artistic expression. And some of them are singing in our cantata today, while others may be helping us in the worship service. We make this our sacred time by bringing together a spark of the divine that burns in each of us to light a common flame. In doing so, we acknowledge that this light is the light of ages and of nations. It's the light of inspiration and the light of truth of every race and every time, revealed through ancient teachers and sages, saints and prophets, and still being revealed today, for revelation is not sealed. Unitarian Universalism is often called a living tradition. Unlike other traditions which have primarily one text as their source and believe that all spiritual guidance comes from one prophet or teacher or one book or line of authority, we draw from many traditions. Our tradition does not date to just one time, to perhaps a golden age when a prophet or a teacher was alive. We draw from the ancient past and right up to the present day. Although we respect and draw on the Bible and other writings, we do not have one set text to decide all matters of faith and belief. Many traditions believe that revelation is sealed. You know what I mean? You've heard it said that the answer to all the questions of life are found in the Bible or found in the Quran or some other sacred text. And that book is unchanging. There are no new chapters being written. For us, there are always new chapters. When asked by a person who was having difficulty accepting this idea, where do Unitarian Universalists stand on this or that issue? One of us answered, "We don't stand, we move." We are a religion where the discoveries of science, the beliefs and traditions of different cultures, the new ideas in philosophy and theology continually enter our repertoire. That's to say, ours is a living tradition. However, it is also important to know that we do not, as they say, throw out the baby with the bathwater. The new ideas do not necessarily replace all the old. They add to them, they assist us to understand the old and new ways. Yes, some new ideas will displace old ones for some Unitarian Universalists, and that's okay. No Unitarian Universalist believes everything taught by every source we embrace. And certainly, some of us will emphasize one source of spiritual inspiration over another. Yet, we collectively acknowledge a respect for all these sources and acknowledge a willingness to learn from them. For those outside our tradition, that can sound pretty undisciplined, even a little crazy. One of our critics called us a salad bar religion. You know, you can take a bit of this and a bit of that and skip over the beet salad or whatever it is you don't like. And perhaps sometimes Unitarian Universalists do operate a bit like that. But by the way, I'm not so sure people in other religions don't do so as well. But that's not really who we are. You may have one source of our living tradition with which you most connect. Perhaps you are one who meditates and finds Buddhism as your primary spiritual path. Perhaps you grew up in a Jewish household and find your inspiration in its prophets and the beautiful observances in that faith. Perhaps it's the stories and the teachings of Jesus that you find most comforting as well as your moral compass. Perhaps you see the world through the lens of science and find the humanist philosophers, both ancient and modern, provide you with a meaningful way to engage the big questions of life. Maybe your central understanding of life comes from what nature and the tradition of the Native Americans have to teach us. As Unitarian Universalists, any of these things could be your home base. But we live together in a bigger house, one where we say, my personal truth is not all the truth there is. One where we say, I believe that all these sources have something to teach me, and that I'm open to engaging not just where I am most comfortable, but where those around me find meaning as well. But the embrace of many sources does not mean that we raise our hand and say that each word of each one is literally true. What we do say is that there is truth to be found in each of them. And when we engage honestly and non-judgmentally, we begin to see profound connections, common themes and teachings expressed in different stories, through different teachers, in different words, but at their core, the same. For example, as the third movement of the cantata you will soon hear reminds us, you can find a version of the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, in every major philosophical or theological tradition. To the critics of our faith, I say, look at this world. It's not a religion that rather than condemn the religion of others, rather than say the only way to believe is the way I believe, rather than say everyone else is not only wrong, but maybe a threat to me, isn't a religion that instead says we embrace religious pluralism and wish to come together, to worship together with those who believe differently from us, because we know we have much more in common than different. Isn't that a better approach? As one of our teenagers said many years ago to a person who, in a rather smug tone, asked, well, what do those UUs believe anyway? He replied, we believe all religions have some truth, and no religion has all the truth. You know, people often try to fit our tradition into one of the classic religious or philosophical boxes. They ask, well, are you Christians? Or, well, are you Jews? Or, well, are you humanists? And I think the best answer to all of these questions is yes, but. Yes, but there is more, and that's not all we are. Yes, but not in the same way you may define that tradition. Those others don't control the definition or the criteria of what it means to be a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist. There is a long tradition of many great teachers and spiritual leaders who draw from these and other traditions, but would not fit into the rigid definition that fundamentalists or conservatives in those traditions impose. You are welcome to identify yourself as a Unitarian Universalist Jew, or a Unitarian Universalist Christian, or a Unitarian Universalist Buddhist, or a Unitarian Universalist Humanist, or a Unitarian Universalist Hindu, or a Unitarian Universalist Sikh, or a Unitarian Universalist Pagan, and maybe more than one. One of my colleagues, a great writer, James Ishmael Ford, calls himself a Christian, Buddhist, Humanist, Unitarian, Universalist. Think about it. We are blessed as Unitarian Universalists. We have not only permission to embrace teachings from different traditions, but an understanding that there is real value to us, to our community, and to the world to do so. Well, that brings me to the music you were about to hear. The text is by Unitarian Universalist minister Kendall Gibbons, the music composed by Jason Shelton, and that music is intentionally in a variety of styles, from Hebrew chant to gospel, from Broadway to Taizé, from bossa nova to rap, and more. It's music that is evolutionary, that spans time and culture, that builds on what comes before it with innovation, adaptation, and freedom. And you know, the same can be said for the sources of our tradition. Each section draws from one of those six sources in this cantata, with a final section that looks ahead to what might yet become part of who we are. I invite you to carefully listen And as you listen to a section of the cantata, think about how it expresses something of the source that it's drawn from. Those sources are printed in your order of service right below the sections of the cantata. And as we prepare now to enter into this spiritual and musical experience, please visit those with me and follow along as I read them. The living tradition which we share draws from many sources. Direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder, affirmed in all cultures, which moves us to a renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces which create and uphold life. Words and deeds of prophetic women and men, which challenge us to confront powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love. Wisdom from the world's religions, which inspire us in our ethical and spiritual life. Jewish and Christian teachings, which call us to respond to God's love by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Humanist teachings, which counsel us to heed the guidance of reason and the results of science and warn us against idolatries of the mind and spirit. Spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions, which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythms of nature. Grateful for the religious pluralism which enriches and ennobles our faith, we're inspired to deepen our understanding and expand our vision. May this music help us to do so.
In the beginning. and all that you see is children starving, boys in forests, and cities burning, and their eyes, haunted eyes, empty eyes, when all that you know is pain and hunger, fear and hiding, and ancient hatred, and the lies, shining lies, lethal lies. Something dies, honor dies, innocence dies. Ooh. A candle, tell a story, or keep a promise. Just this day, one more day, every day. Keep us strong in the struggle, bearing witness, seeking freedom, creating justice. Find a way, build a way, make some way. This we pray, humbly pray, urgently pray. In the mystery of sacrifice and enduring harm, in the dignity of worth of every song, in the power of love and the human transformation, transformation, transformation. We can change the world. Clouds of witness surround us, honored prophets, faithful workers, daring leaders, speak the truth, heal the world, light the dawn, and we journey together in the struggle, make connections, find forgiveness through the work, through the pain, moving on. We must build for the future, peace and perfect truth and justice, hope and freedom, not oppress, not destroy. Righteousness shines like a golden city, a mighty river, bringing hope, bringing peace, bringing for joy. In the mystery of sacrifice and enduring harm, in the dignity of worth of every soul, in the power of love and the human spirit. Transformation, transformation, transformation. We can change the
in the Talmud of the Jewish tradition. The sage Hillel said, "What is hateful to you, do not do to others." This is the whole of the law, and the rest is commentary. In the Hindu legend of the Mahabharata, the divine Krishna declared, "This is the sum of duty. Do nothing unto others which would cause you pain if done to you. It is written, it is taught, may it be so." In the Gospel of Matthew, in the Christian scriptures, the Messiah, Jesus, says, "Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do so to them." In the Buddhist text of the Udanavarga, the student is urged, "Hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful." It is written, it is taught, may it be so. In the Muslim Hadith of Al-Nawawi, the Prophet Muhammad teaches, "No one of you is a believer until he desires for his brother that which he desires for himself." In the Taisheng Treatise of Taoism, the seeker is instructed, "Regard your neighbor's gain as your gain, and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. It is written, it is taught, may it be so." In the ancient wisdom of Shinto, there is a saying, "The heart of the person before you is a mirror. See there your own form." The Oglala Lakota spiritual leader Black Elk wrote, "All things are our relatives. What we do to everything, we do to ourselves. It is written, it is taught, may it be so."
Oh. once. I dreamt I beheld a great council of all creation, called together in order that the spirit of life might be spoken and heard. The elders came to the sacred circle of being and said, "In all that we do, let the future be considered unto the seventh generation, that we may leave no wound upon this earth." And the far off mountains echoed, "Patience, patience, patience." The grandmothers came to the sacred circle of being and said, "Let our bodies be held in reverence, for within them is wisdom, and from them is the holy mystery of birth." And the sheltering trees murmured, "Strength, strength, strength." And the grandfathers came to the sacred circle of being, and they said, "People must live in truth and kindness with one another, sharing their many gifts, that we may all dwell long days together in peace." And the animals called out, "Respect, respect, respect." And the old ones came to the sacred circle of being and said, "The wheel of change turns in seasons and tides, in evenings and dawn, and even in death. So let us honor the spirit in what we take and in what we release." And the flowing rivers sighed, "Let go, let go, let go." And the little ones came to the sacred circle of being and said, "Behold the wonder of all creation, beauty and abundance. The heart is a drum, and our feet were made for dancing. And the stars in the sky sang, joy, joy, joy." Perhaps it was the dawn of the world that this happened, that great gathering. Perhaps it continues to this very day. In the wind, in the thunder, the voices still sound for those of us who are willing to hear. Patience, strength, respect, let go, joy, 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 joy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this UU party. You picked the perfect place to hide. from all of those bad times out there in Maynard trying to mess with your mind. Let's say we let them all just wait outside, because I hear that we have voices today, that we brought with us hand claps and rhythms, because today is a joy, a day for us to celebrate and acknowledge all of the sources of our tradition.
Find a beacon to guide your journey. Tell a story to feed your soul. Sing a song of the human spirit. Keep the promise that makes us whole.
Now, I come from a long line of people who talk back to the TV screen. So you can't scare me if you scream out, "Yes, yes, go ahead, brother, preach it." I'm used to that. All right? This is not your granddaddy's reading today. This is for you who are alive, who are here, who want to live in the spirit. And as Brother Tom, where's Brother Tom over there? As Brother Tom reminded us, right? We don't stand. We move. So if you feel like moving and grooving and doing your you best, please stand up and celebrate the sources with us.
That flows into praise. No sorcerer can take it.
Now, because we UUs have no doctrinal creed, some and other faiths don't know what we believe and think that our religion is without a common vision, but without a common vision, no religion can be. So today we sing of the things that unite us, our traditional principles that invite us to gather together and together explore the six sources at our core. First, the source of this wondrous reality, the oneness that birthed us, the transcendent mystery that tells us, compels us to get wet in the waters of humanity. Second, the biblical sense of women and men whose conscience has moved them to bring to an end violence, suffering, injustice, and then replace them with love so the healing begins. Three, any of the wisdom traditions that seek to make better ways of living their missions, ways that inspire to keep reaching higher to pull our souls out of the mire. Fourth, the history of Christians and Jews whose ministries ask that we observe the golden rule, who asks us to all love unreservedly because God is in everything. Fifth, respect for reason and intellect, searching for truth through the use of intelligence, acknowledging any fact that science finds, but never worshiping the mind. Sixth, revere the earth and then honor all of her resources and they who live upon her. Respect those ways that teach each other creature is our sister or brother. These six sources unite you use as we go about seeking our very own truths. We gather together as one vast family dedicated to the lifting of humanity, dedicated to the promise of justice, the promise of freedom for the world one soul. This promise binds hearts and minds. It keeps us together. It makes us whole.
Truth is a beacon to guide our journey.
Yeah.
Hope is a story to feed our souls.
Love,
love is a song of the human spirit. What makes us whole is the promise. And the promise is... Find a beacon to guide your journey. Tell a story to feed your soul. Share a song of the human spirit. Keep the promise that makes us whole. Truth is a beacon to guide our journey. Hope is a story to feed your soul. Love is a song of the human spirit. What makes us whole?
What makes us whole is the promise.
Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful presentation of the blocks upon which this faith is built. The traditions which we together and separately draw upon. Our plan is for 6 Sundays during the church year. We're going to focus on just one of each of these separate sources and look at what it brings to Unitarian Universalism. And I hope you'll join us for that as we go even deeper. And I hope today's service helped to further explain this incredible faith tradition to you. Whether it's brand new to you, you're just finding out about it, or you're a multi-generational Unitarian Universalist family. And if you're looking for a faith, if you're looking for one where you're told exactly what to believe, where you're told there's one book and no new chapters, where there are easy answers to deep questions, this is not the faith for you. But if you have a free spirit and an open mind and a generous heart and are willing to engage in deep reflection and personal theological development, if you're willing to do this not just respectfully of, but hand in hand with someone who believes very differently from you, if you're willing to expand your vision, willing to renounce the idea that there is only one source of truth, then this tradition of many sources is your home. And this is the place where you belong. So much meets here. So much merges together here. With the freedom we have, we're able to find the deepest truths that cut across rigid boundaries and unite truly as one. Yes, we are a living tradition that reveres the past, but welcomes the future even more, and bids the soul in search of truth to adventure boldly and explore.